It's the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
All right, inside the Kiss 92.5 studios right now, three-time heavyweight champ for the UFC, two-time light heavyweight champ, UFC Hall of Famer, star of The Expendables and Expendables 2, with Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Chuck Norris, Van Damme, Bruce Willis, who else? Jason Statham, Jet Li, and the man sitting right beside him right now.
Oh, we got this dude. He's former football player, 7 seasons in the NFL. The family patriarch is Julius, and everybody hates Chris. That was a story that they did about Chris Rock's life, of course. Star of the Old Spice commercials and one of the stars of the new hit TV series, The Newsroom, Terry Crews. What up, fellas?
Thanks, man. Good to see you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
How excited are you guys for this Friday?
I don't know. Pinch me. Somebody pinch me.
Don't say that too loud. Mario will get real close to you. I'll tell you that right now. You know, growing up watching action flicks, you know, you've always, at least for me, always have dreamt about having your favorite action stars, the biggest action stars, coming together in one movie. The Expendables did that. How is it that nobody had this idea before?
Well, I think timing is everything. You know, 10, 15 years ago, these guys were all competing against each other.
Yeah.
For numbers at the box office. There's no way they're going to all join forces, get on the same screen in the same movie. And now at this stage of their life, at this stage of their career, I think it's a perfect timing for that to happen.
Yeah. And when you guys got that call to be a part of Expendables 2, what was that? What was the conversation like? Was it? Did you have to think about it at all?
Well, it was weird. I was driving down the street and my agent called me and was like, you know, Sly wants you to meet him in his office right now. And I just turned around. I did a U-turn on the 405.
Forget traffic. I'm going through. Forget it.
You know, I think I crashed into a couple cars. It's okay. Yeah. I got to the Beverly Hills office. I hear this voice and it's a dark room. It's like, hey, sit down. And you're like, whoa. And you realize this is the man. He's in the dark, but I can't see him. And literally he comes out. It's like an angel. You know, he's like, I got this movie for you. You know, and what do you say to that? What do you say? I was like, dude, you had me at hello.
Was it like when you guys were on set though? Like with so many stars coming together for this one movie, were you guys just as big of a fan of all these other guys that you were working with?
Well, I think there was a buzz, certainly. I remember in the first movie, the first scene when we all came together and we're in Rio outside this palace, we're getting ready to invade this palace. And it was the first scene that all the Expendables came together at one time.
Yeah.
And there was just like this buzz on set from everybody. And the second movie took that up a whole nother notch. We're about to completely blow up this airport. We're all getting garbed up in this tent because it was cold. And you look next to you, you know, and here's Schwarzenegger trying to figure out how big a gun he needs. And Chuck Norris standing next to him. And they're kind of looking at each other, too, like, can you believe we're actually doing this? It was one of those moments.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Devo Brown here filling in for Roz, who's on assignment for ET Canada. Terry Crews and Randy Couture in studio with us right now talking about the new movie Expendables 2 in theaters on Friday.
And you're talking about the competition stuff. So in the first movie, was there that much competition on set as well? Were they trying to one-up each other?
No, it was never like that. Mm-hmm. You know, we were working and kind of grinding it out, and I think everybody was excited to kind of be part of this crew.
Yeah.
I think them included realized how kind of special it was. So yeah, there was no one-upping and any of that stuff that a lot of people would assume was going on.
Right.
But I like to liken it to my first day in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a rookie, you know, they give you the clothes, you go out to the field, your hero's out there, right?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden when they blow that whistle, you gotta hit them in the mouth. You know what I mean? So that's just
true,
the real
though, right?
Now, so yeah. But this is the thing. You realize what your purpose is. What we Randy and I knew why we were there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it was like timidity has no place on that set. So I wouldn't call it competition,
right?
But it was more so you got to bring it. Nobody wanted to be the weak link either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I tripped and fell and I dropped my gun. And, you don't want to be that guy. No. Not on that set.
No. Did you guys do your own stunts?
As much as they'll let you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a line. The insurance company's not going to let you cross.
Yeah.
Because if you get blown up, they ain't going to be able to finish the movie.
On the set, were there any staff or crew that were just like super fans that were just asking you questions in between takes and just kind of all about you guys?
There's always that guy.
Because I'll tell you, that would be me.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Like, that would be me. You could not hire me to be on a movie set because I'd be talking to all you guys about stuff.
It's funny, in the first movie, that guy was Steve Austin.
No.
He's a huge MMA fan.
Yeah.
Knew the sport forwards and backwards, statistics, every single fighter. He asked me a ton of questions. He was great. I mean, And I said, dude, if you were 10 years younger, you'd be in the cage right now. He said,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you miss the octagon? Do you miss being in that cage, Randy?
No, I think I made a good decision.
Yeah.
Going out on my own terms, got out at the right time for me, and that was important to me.
Randy Couture and Terry Crews from The Expendables 2 are here on the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Before we wrap things up, guys, our producer, Dammit Maury, because, again, Randy, I'm a huge MMA fan. So I asked Maury to explain what he thought a rear naked choke was.
Come here, Maury. I'm going to get out of the way because I don't even want to be beside you when you
We're going to let Maury tell Randy Couture Terry Crews what he thinks a rear naked choke is. And then you can...
First of all, do you guys know?
Okay. You know.
Are you serious, Maury? You're asking Randy Couture if he knows what a rear naked choke is?
Maybe he doesn't know. Hall of Famer, champion here. Maybe he doesn't know.
I think I saw it in a movie once.
So tell me if I'm wrong. Is it not when you're having passionate love with your partner, you're both naked, one of you is from behind, you reach around, and you're choking. Maybe we're both right. Maybe we're both right.
Yeah. No. That's not right.
They're looking at Mocha and I like, really? This is what he's saying? You're letting him do this?
That kind of night ends badly. That right there, you might be Chad Ochocinco after a night like that.
My
you
God.
Know what I mean? Oh, I'm sorry. Did I go there? I'm so sorry.
Terry Crews, Randy Couture, thanks so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mocha Show. Expendables 2 in theaters this Friday.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station. Kiss 92.5.